and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 15, where I read for you again these words. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." So far, the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Today, we hear the cry of faith. Have mercy on me. But does not fall from the lips of an Israelite, one of God's chosen, or even one of his disciples. It's on the lips of a Canaanite woman, a descendant of those the Israelites were to destroy when they took possession of the promised land. And they were to do so because of the unbelief, idolatry, and horrible religious practices of those people. They were outside the covenant the Lord had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yet, they were in close proximity to have some knowledge about the religion of Israel. Indeed, this woman addresses Jesus as the Messiah. Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. The Lord had promised that one of David's sons would reign over an everlasting kingdom. This Son of David, the Messiah, would usher in a glorious reign of blessing for Israel and for the other nations too. When Messiah comes, his blessing would extend even to the Gentiles. The nations would come running to Israel to receive the Lord's blessing, as this Canaanite woman is doing right now in coming to Jesus. She recognized that in Jesus was the fulfillment of the prophecies of the coming Messiah. She must have heard what Jesus had been doing, his healings, his acts of mercy. That emboldened her to come forward with her request. Have mercy on me. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. Lord, have mercy. This woman is in need of God's mercy. Her daughter was suffering terribly. And she sees in Jesus the Lord who can provide that mercy and the help she so desperately needs. Now, one of the benefits of suffering is that it can lead us to seek the Lord and His mercy. When life is going smoothly, we often forget about the Lord and take His blessings for granted. But when suffering comes, when we have nowhere else to turn, that's what it may take to get us to turn to the Lord. God says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." That's what this woman is doing when she comes to Jesus. It's her day of trouble, and she's calling on God for help. She cries, "Lord, have mercy." Kyrie eleison in Greek. That's the cry of the church in all ages. We say it at the beginning of the divine service in the Kyrie, Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. We come before God with all of our needs, the suffering and the misery in our lives and in the world. We need God's help. We need His mercy. And God gives us exactly that. That's why Christ came. All the misery in this world, violence, oppression, depression, disease, death, riots, and disasters, the answer to all of it, ultimately, is in the mercy of God in Christ. That mercy took Jesus Christ to the cross. By His all-availing death, you and I will be delivered finally from all the misery we experience now. God's mercy is His answer to our misery. He takes pity on us. He visits us in our distress. He gives us relief from the ravages of sin in the world. You see it in the news. You see it in your life. You see it all around you. Life does not work right. There's suffering. There's misery. So thank God that He has mercy on us. He wants us to call upon Him in our day of trouble, like the Canaanite woman did. Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy. But Jesus did not answer her a word. Her request was met with silence. How hard that must have been. And then the disciples, they come to Jesus and say, "Send her away, for she's crying out after us." It's hard to tell if these disciples are asking Jesus to do what she wants, that is, grant healing to her daughter, or if it's merely their request to get rid of this pesky woman who's bothering them. But Jesus answers them, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Indeed, in His ministry, Jesus was sent primarily to the house of Israel, that is, to the Jews. The lost sheep of Israel needed to be gathered in. But the promise of blessing to Israel did not exclude those Gentiles who came into contact with Israel. You see, those others could rub up against the blessing, if you will. That's what this Gentile woman was doing. Even while Jesus is busy ministering to the Jews, He will not withhold His mercy from this Canaanite woman. Although for a moment, it looks as if He's doing just that. But the Canaanite woman perseveres. She presses on. She kneels before Jesus and says, "Lord, help me." To which Jesus replies, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." In other words, it's not right to take the blessings promised to the children of Israel and give them to the Gentiles, that is, the dogs. But even with this, Jesus uses a different word for dogs than the word that the Jews usually used as a term of disrespect and as an insult. No, Jesus uses a form of the word that could be translated as little pet dogs or house dogs or puppy. It's an affectionate term used for dogs that got to live in the house and were taken care of. Jesus is here giving the woman something to hang on to. And the Canaanite woman picks up on it. "Yes, Lord," she says. "Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." She got it. Faith hears what the Lord is saying and latches onto it. Jesus is not putting her off. Rather, he's giving her a word she could cling to. And part of that word is that, yes, she is a dog. She is a Canaanite. She is outside of Israel. She has no claim on Jesus. She has no right to ask him for anything. But as puppies often do, she comes begging from her master, her Lord. You see, she came not claiming anything as her right, but simply throwing herself on the Lord's mercy. She was willing to be a dog that eats the scraps off the table. Scraps. Crumbs. That's all she wants from Jesus. For blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are those who come as beggars, or even as dogs, to the Lord of all mercy. Luther comments on the faith of this woman. He writes, "She catches the Lord Christ in his own words. Yes, still more, with the rights of dogs, she gains the rights of a child. Now where will he go, the dear Jesus? He has caught himself and he must help her. But know this well, he loves to be caught in this way." The great faith of this Canaanite woman was given to her by God, by the Spirit working through the Word. It's a faith which looks not to itself, but perseveres and takes the Lord upon His promises. And God wants to give you that same kind of faith, a faith which perseveres in a merciful Lord. God wants you to come to Jesus time and time again, in spite of any obstacles you may face. It is so easy to give up, though. People do it all the time. When they're suffering, they give up and think that God is uncaring. But God does not want you to give up. He wants you to persevere, to stay at it in faith, like the Canaanite woman. He wants you to seek and to find His mercy and His boundless grace. Jesus commends this woman's faith. "O woman, great is your faith." And Jesus grants her request. Her demonized daughter is healed instantly at His word. And how is Jesus able to do that? Because Christ is the victor over sin and death and the devil. He has authority over them. Jesus, our Savior, won that victory for us in a most mysterious way. He, the Son of God, came down into our mess and our misery. He suffered the ravages of sin when he was nailed to the cross. He experienced the silence of God when he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" But by dying as the sacrifice for sin, Jesus defeated the devil. The devil was shorn of his strength. God then vindicated his son by raising him from the dead. God shows his mercy in the greatest way. His mercy in Christ forgives your sins, delivers from the devil, and gives the sure hope of everlasting life. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Today, through word and sacrament, God is strengthening your faith. He is building in you a faith like that of the Canaanite woman. She was willing to beg the Lord's mercy and to come like a little dog to eat from the Lord's table. Today, you are coming to the Lord's table, not just as dogs, but as dear children, to dine on this foretaste of the feast to come. The faith of the Canaanite woman was great because it is faith in a great Lord who bestows great mercy. So look to Jesus. Look to your Lord, your Savior. Focus on Christ and his mercy and his promises. Don't be afraid or ashamed to beg from him, for he does care for you. And when you find those times most difficult, you can pray, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.